Reading the Catalog. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Reading the Catalog. How often do you read the catalog? How often do I read the catalog? Do I look at the catalog and say, that's what I want? Do I look at the catalog and say, that's what I have? Do I look at the catalog and say, oh, how I wish I had that, how I wish I had this object or that object? Oh, yes. Looking up at the catalog of the computers. And the computers are also enticing, also exciting. But we're going to an area now, perhaps not many more now than before, but we're going through an area now where things are getting so sophisticated and there are so many opportunities where other people are helping us think through making things happen. And you have to really be a Philadelphia lawyer to figure out what's going on in some of these things. And even they have difficulty. They hire people to do these specifics. What is the catalog that we're looking at? Are we looking at a catalog of things that we'd like to have? Or are we looking at a catalog of things that we have and we'd like to improve? Are we looking at a catalog of a dream that is sort of beyond anything we could ever hope to have, but they're just sort of a dream that we're looking at? What are the catalogs that we look at? We all have catalogs in our house from various things. I remember as a child, we had the Sears catalog. And the Sears catalog was where we went shopping for school clothes just before we went back to school. Mother would have the latest Sears catalog, and it'd be the fall catalog for going back to school. And she'd take it to our lake cottage, and we would all peruse the catalog and decide what sort of things we want. And Mother would say, all right, now, you're each going to have so many pieces of clothing. You're going to have so many pair of socks, a pair of shoes or two. You're going to have so many pair of pants. You're going to have so many shirts. And you're going to have one sweater. And now, these are the things you're going to have. Now, the jacket you already have, it still fits you from last year. So, we looked through the catalog. Now, we didn't look at things that we couldn't have, because that wasn't what we wanted to do. We looked at things that we could have. Mother had already told us what our limitations were, what our program was, but choosing the style and choosing the color and choosing other things made it all the more joyous. We knew our boundaries, and we stayed within our boundaries. And then after we made our selection and wrote down our numbers and gave it all to Mother so she knew what we wanted, then when the catalog was no longer busy by somebody else, we'd take the catalog and we'd sit there and we'd look at it like a dream book. And we'd see all the things that it would be so much fun to have. Oh, the toy section received its share of attention. And we gave it a lot of attention. And it was wonderful. We knew that these things were dreams. We knew these things were not things that we really needed. Because isn't it so true that we play with the toy for a little while and then we set it aside? Oh, it may be our favorite toy, but it's our favorite toy because it's ours. And we are setting it aside. Oh, sometimes the toy that we play the most with and gets all worn out, we say, that's our favorite toy. That's not really our favorite toy. Our favorite toy is the one that we treat with the most reverence, the one that we treat with the most respect, the one that we have in our heart as a very special toy. We do not want to do anything which is going to hurt it or destroy it. That's our special toy. We don't tell people about it. We don't even tell people that's our special toy because we don't want to draw attention to it. We don't want to draw attention to anybody else thinking that our toy is special for them too. We just think of it and know of it as special in our heart. and we have it always for us. And even when we don't have it in our hands, we have it in our heart. Our catalog is a very wonderful thing. Now, some 50, 70 years later, I can still look back at the catalog. I can still look back at the things. I can still look back at the Sears store that we went to see the various things that were in the catalog, and things that oftentimes were not in the catalog too, but mostly that were. And we would go and look at these things firsthand, and sometimes we'd even try them on to make sure that they were the type of thing we wanted. Because many times in the catalog, things look so trim and so perfect and so ideal because the figures of the models that were modeling the clothes in the catalog were all so perfect. They were all so beautiful. They were all so fantastic. Now, how does that go for us? How do we look at the catalogs of life? Where do we find our catalogs? Do we go into the things that for the person who has everything, for the wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people? Or do we go into the moderate-priced items or the low-priced items? Where do we shop? What catalog do we go in? Do we go in the dreamer catalog? Or do we go into the, what we call our reality catalog? What sort of attitude do you have? Now, you take the little children who come from very wealthy families, they too go through the catalogs. And the catalogs that they go through are very special catalogs. They're catalogs that were chosen by their parents because that was the stores that they shopped in. And the children made their selection from those catalogs, and they didn't think a thing about it. Just as children from lower income families looked at the lower income catalogs and didn't think anything about it. And as the children from the upper income families grew older and looked at these catalogs more and more, it was a natural thing for them to do. It was inconceivable that that catalog would not be the one that they should look at. And so it was inconceivable for the lower income children to look at a catalog and think that that was what they should look at and consider. I was from a medium income family, and I remember the medium income catalogs that we looked at and the medium income prices that we chose. But as I grew older, I changed a bit of the format of my life. And instead of wanting a lot of clothing, which my sisters always so dearly loved, I decided that I wanted one or two pair of trousers that were going to represent all that I wanted them to represent. And to have that be so, they had to be quality. Well, if they were quality, they were expensive. Well, if instead of buying a number of pair of trousers, I bought less, I could have a better quality trouser. And so I bought a better quality trouser. And I had very few in my closet, but they were always nice. They were always good, in good condition. They were always clean. They were always well ironed. They were always lovely. Now you say, boy, don't you think you're good? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because everywhere I went, I always looked good. No matter whether I was working out in the yard in my Levi's, or whether I was going to school in my good clothes, whatever I did, I always looked good. And it wasn't something prideful or something better than somebody else. It was always that I took pride in my clothing to take care of them. And so, when I looked in the catalog, I looked at things that were more exactly what I wanted, and I knew that they would last the full season, maybe two seasons. And because of this, though I grew up and I grew out of things. My little brother, who grew into my clothing, always had beautiful clothing for himself. I had an older brother who had different styles and different choices than I did, and I never really wanted to wear his clothing. It was not bad, but it was just different. And I certainly didn't wear my sister's clothing. And so I was the only one that my younger brother could fall into my clothing. And he never complained all of his life about the clothing that he got from me. He never complained, because it was always in good condition. It was always spotless. It was always... I didn't slide down hills on the seat of my pants and things like that. I always wore my Levi's when I was out for playing. So my good clothes always remained good. I learned to look in the catalog at the things that were on the level of my attitude. And because I looked in the catalog on things that were on the level of my attitude, I was able to have them. And so... in all of our life, we look at things on the level of our attitude. I'd been in the real estate business, selling real estate, and we had its ups and downs. There were times of this real estate season was really going gung-ho, and other times that it was not. And I would tell my family, now, when we have a good sale, when we have a good income, then I want you to do all of your shopping. And I want you to shop and buy all the things that you need for the season. Just like I did when I was a child. But my family was not too harmonious with that. They thought, when I want it, I want it. And so my wife would often complain, I need more underwear. And I'd say, well, you can always buy it. Nothing can keep you from that. We just eat a little less, or we make a change in our budget, but you can always buy it. And then when it would come time that we would have some great shows of abundance, which were quite often, and then my family would say, my wife especially, she'd say, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. I'd say, hey, don't talk like that. Go and buy it. But she was not accustomed to going and buying. And she was not accustomed to buying quality things. She was just accustomed to buying make-do things. And because she was accustomed to buying make-do things, she was not always happy with what she had. And so sometimes I would have to take her to the store myself and take her to a little upgrade department where she'd buy a little better quality. She'd say, oh, I'd rather spend the money on my music. I'd rather spend the money on this. I said, don't talk like that. When you're talking about clothing, buy quality clothing. Buy clothing that's going to last. Your figure is going to be about the same this year as it's going to be next year. And so buy quality clothing. Clothing that makes you feel very good about yourself. That makes you feel very wonderful about yourself. You don't have to buy out the store. But just buy one or two pairs, and you're in business. After a few years of doing this with me, she learned to fall into that pattern. She learned to forget the pattern that she had had as her childhood, because we all grew up in many depression years where things were not as easy to come by as others. And so she changed her attitude. She changed her attitude to buying quality things. And so her closet had few dresses and few items in it, but all of them were items she was very happy to wear. They were not the highest fashion, but they were good quality, happy clothing, beautiful looking clothing, well tailored, well programmed. All of us can make that decision. We can make that decision of what catalog we look in. We can make the decision of what price range in the catalog are we looking at. We can make the decision, is this going to be a piece of clothing that we can wear for all seasons? Is this something that we can utilize in many areas of our life? We have to come to that decision. And when we come to that decision, we come to one of the greatest decisions of our life. We always can afford the best. It's just that we don't buy out the store in the process. When we can buy a bunch of inexpensive clothing and have them wear out and have them cease to be something we're proud of, then we might as well not have bought them at all. Life is filled with values and choices. Life is filled with how we look at ourselves, how we look at the world around us. I lived in the same world that many others lived in, and they were always wearing out their clothes. They were always having an unhappy experience with their purchases from the catalog. And I'd say to them, hey, don't buy so much, just buy good stuff. Oh, we can't buy good stuff, we can't afford good stuff. Yes, you can. If instead of buying four pairs of trousers, you buy just one or two in quality, you'll find they'll last. They'll last the whole season. And then, instead of disrespecting your clothing, throwing it down on the floor when it's dirty or not taking care of it, or staying away from what's going to put spots on it or make it dirty, just wear it and enjoy it and be happy in it. And if you got play clothes, wear your play clothes when you're playing. If you have school clothes, wear your school clothes. If you have your special clothing that you wear to weddings and funerals and parties or whatever, then wear that. Don't wear that in your everyday, because if you do, it won't be new and beautiful long. But I've got to have different style clothing because I've got to be in the style. Why? We can have lovely clothing, but what makes our clothing lovely is our charisma. And if I shop for clothing that fits my charisma, I can wear anything, anytime, and I will always be wearing the right thing. Yes, shopping in the catalog is a wonderful thing, and we can all do it. And in that catalog, we find who it is that we are. Is our charisma shining forth out of the clothing and the being that we are, so people look at us and say, my, isn't that a lovely person? They don't say, my, doesn't that person have a lovely suit or dress? My, doesn't that person have good taste in clothing? My, doesn't that person have a variety of changes of clothing? They say, look at that person. There's something indescribable about them. Charisma is usually indescribable. There's something so indescribable about them, so glorious. I just admire them. I must go buy a dress like that or a pair of pants like that. I must clothe myself like they do. Well, always remember, you can shop the catalog, but you take your charisma with you, and you take your choices with you. And if you are a quality person in everything you do, then it won't matter what you're wearing. It'll only matter who you are. I know who you are because I am a very happy person, and I have such lovely charisma and quality about me because I like me. I like me. I like me. And that's why I love you. I love you. I love you.